Good evening. And a Merry Christmas to everyone. What a blessing to see you all, and I hope you're ready to celebrate the Lord's birth in a kind of a quiet way this evening, and yet at the same time with an intensity and beauty that I hope will last us right on through the rest of this season. If you have not yet gotten your candle, please make sure. Matthew has some out in the entry hall, and he'd be glad to bring you one. So I welcome you, and let us begin with a prelude.
Good evening, everybody. Just look at that Advent wreath, will you? Look at the warm glow. It's a pretty thing. It's a wonderful symbol of our faith. And the most important part we lit for the first time this evening, and that's in the center, called the Christ candle. It's this candle representing our Savior's birth this evening that gives all the other candles their meaning, their depth of meaning, actually. The hope candle. You know, Jesus is a sweet little baby in the manger, but he grows up to do some gruesome work, to suffer for us. And just before he was captured and taken in to be judged, he said to his disciples, "I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you also may be." That's the hope candle. And the peace and joy candles, he also said that same evening, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And then, of course, last of all, we have the candle of love and the words from Jesus' lips as he spoke to Nicodemus give all the meaning we need for that in the words of John 3:16. "God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." And so all of this is summarized beautifully in the scripture for this evening from Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. An angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, Don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, how are we Christians to respond to this good news? Well, I personally want to share with you in response words of a hymn that I grew up with that we sang every Christmas, and sometimes our family sang it right before we opened up our gifts to remind us that the greatest gift is not under the tree. The greatest gift is the gift of the Christ child, God's Son, Jesus, our Savior. And the hymn goes like this. Let us all with gladsome voice praise the God of heaven, who to bid our hearts rejoice, his own Son has given. To this vale of tears he comes, here to serve in sadness, that with him in heaven's fair homes we may reign in gladness. We are rich, for he was poor. Is not this a wonder? Therefore, praise God evermore, here on earth and yonder. Now please bow your head and pray with me as I say the last verse. O Lord Christ, our Savior dear, be thou ever near us. Grant us now a glad new year. Amen, Jesus, hear us. Amen.
Thank you. Son of Righteousness, born of the Virgin Mary.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Lord.
Glory to Christ, our Savior.
Jesus, Prince of Peace, Shepherd of Souls, Perfect in Holiness.
Glory to Christ, our Savior.
Jesus, Friend of Humanity, Champion of the Poor, Treasure of the Faithful.
Glory to God, Shepherd, who lays down his life for the sheep.
Jesus, our way, our truth, and our life, joy of the angels.
Glory to the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep.
Jesus, Alpha and Omega, salvation and eternal life.
Please hear our adoration and praise. Alleluia.